What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay authenticity guaranteed. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Volume. It's Jenkins and Jones presented by FanDuel. Might be cold, but the sports calendar is heating up, and there's no better place to get in on the action than FanDuel. The app is safe, secure, and easy to use. FanDuel always has exclusive offers, boosts, and more. When you win, you'll get paid fast. FanDuel has lots of ways to play, like the spread, money line, over-unders, team totals, player props, and so much more. Jump into the action at any time during the game with live betting. Combine multiple bets from the same game in a same game parlay and try out same game parlay plus. And FanDuel is now live in Maryland. So use promo code JANJ, that's J-A-N-D-J, and download the FanDuel app today to start making every moment more. Disclaimer, must be 21 and over in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit FanDuel.com/RG. Welcome to Jenkins and Jones on the Volume Podcast Network. It is Thursday, December 8th. We got another great episode for you guys. We are coming to you live, as always, Mondays and Thursdays, now at 7 a.m. West Coast, 10 a.m. East Coast, on the Amazon AMP app. Podcast will drop as regular in all of the other feeds as soon as the live record is over. So we appreciate you tuning in wherever you're listening from, but definitely follow us on the Amazon AMP app. Also, you can go to thevolume.com and check out the Jenkins and Jones merch page. We have merch page. If you would like a hoodie, those hoodies are comfortable as hell. We both had a couple different versions of those hoodies. They got the sand-colored one up, very comfortable. They got the Jenkins and Jones Explicit Podcast shirt and sweatshirt. And there's a t-shirt with all three of our faces on it if you want to be a real weird. I'm going to be honest with you. If I see you wearing the t-shirt, I will turn around and walk the other direction. I do not need to see my face on a t-shirt.
I'm running up to hugging that person, but I could never put it on my own body. Yeah. Also, the explicit joint, not mine anymore. Rather took it. She looked way better in it. It's over with. I'll never see it again.
Rather's whooping your ass again.
Dog, bro. She dropped. Hey, bro, this, what's crazy is the denim joint she put on Instagram. I haven't worn that in like 6 months. I just gave it to her. I'm like, here. I never looked that good in that motherfucker, man. I've come to peace with it. I've just come to peace with it, you know? It is what it is.
It's nothing you could do about it.
Nothing I could do about
Charge
it, bro.
Charge it to the game.
Charge it to the game, dog. And that's an XL. That's my size, but it's her size. You feel what I'm saying? Really fucked up.
As always, Jenkins and Jones, hosted by the gentleman you just heard, LeJethro Jenkins, a.k.a. John, a.k.a. Clothes donor to his wife.
You feel me? What's that, Bubbas? Help me out, baby. Buy some more of that shit so I can afford my own clothes, nigga. Shit. I got to buy for me and my baby.
Dragonfly Jones, a.k.a. Tyler.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
I'm Guardy B, a.k.a. Mike. We were talking. I'm not going to set this topic up. I'm going to throw
yes,
it to John.
Are.
But we were.
Yes,
but
you
we,
are.
No, yes, no, we're not. We were talking before the pod, and John asked Tyler if there was an amount of money that would get him to alter his vocabulary in a way that I don't believe he would be capable of. So, John, go ahead. Ask your question.
So we started off, Mike used the word wigger. And I said, it's unfortunate that in this new woke world that we as niggas lost wigger. We can't really use it like that no more. And so I said, you know, as long as they don't take nigger from us, they're going to have to pry that from my dead ass hands. And I asked Tyler, is there an amount of money people could pay you for you not to say nigger? If somebody said, I think Jackson said, if somebody pays you 100 of them M's, bro, could you not say nigger ever again in your entire life, even with your homies?
The whole thing is, I could absolutely make a conscious effort to not say it, but I'm sure I would slip up. Like, am I being, are you paying me to be dedicated to never saying it again? Because I would for sure do that for way less than 100 million. You know what I'm saying?
No. You can't say it ever again.
Well, yeah, there's no, it's, like, it's like, so, like, it's
what's,
so ingrained.
What's the offer? If he accidentally slips up and says it when he's like drunk or high hanging out with the homies, he has to pay it back? Or like you said, it's just you're paying him to like try hard for the rest of his life to not say it.
I think the trying hard sucks, but like there's a certain number. If you are at like 30 years and you've already said it 70 times, bro, like come on. You know what I'm saying? So the slip up, we can't have slip ups because, you know, you can pimp the system, bro. You know what I mean? No slip ups, no nothing, 100 mils.
Straight up dedicated not to saying it. There's no way I would never slip up. There's no way.
You'd have to be sober for the rest of your life, even to have a shot at it.
You'd have to not be happy for the rest of your life, because you could be happy as fuck and say a nigga. or you bump your head on the counter, nigga. You got to call the counter a nigga, because it's acting like a nigga. You know what I'm saying? Bruh, you see a squirrel run across the road and stop in front of you, you ain't say nigga. You can't say nigga then. You know what I'm saying? Like, no. It's
Gee Willikers.
There's too many booby traps for to say nigga out here, brother. You can't do it. It's impossible, bro. I wouldn't even try, man. I would for sure
slip up, but like, I would definitely. There is a price you could pay me to make a conscious effort to never say it again. Hell yeah, I can be bought on a lot of shit. I ain't gonna lie to you, man. I am for sale if the money is worth the bag is right. Let's make that abundantly clear.
You feel what I'm saying?
All right. Well, I don't have a transition out of that, but let's talk about baseball for a second.
Baseball has a very strong history with that word. There is a segue there.
Yeah, there are segues out there, but they are not available to me. You know what I mean? So let's talk about Tyler is wearing a Yankees hat.
Going from nigger to nigger, we're going to talk about baseball.
Aaron Judge on Wednesday morning signing a 9-year, $360 million contract with the New York Yankees, had been choosing between them, the Padres, and the Giants. He is a Northern California native. So it had actually been erroneously reported. I don't know. Did you guys see the
Arson Judge? Yes.
The Arson Judge tweet on Tuesday. A guy who breaks a lot of baseball news said, hearing Arson Judge to San Francisco.
Oh, wow.
Then he deleted it, retweeted Aaron Judge. And then he was like, oh, I'm sorry. That was not true. Like, just the worst. A comedy of errors laid out before our very eyes.
Delete your account, G.
Adam Schefter would never do that. Woj would never do that. They might have their fucked up aspects to them, but they're not going to get the news wrong and spell the dude's name wrong. Maybe one of the other, but not both.
Arson Judge. Well, shouts to one of the four baseball players that I know by name. I'm happy for the homie. I actually knew about the whole story about him betting on himself this season and having a whole historic season. I think the Yankees offered him like 230.
I actually have this because I wanted to. That's actually what I wanted to talk about, was how ludicrous this is. Someone offers you a 7-year contract for $214 million, and you, as a plucky young all-star, say, no, nope. I'm going to bet on myself because I don't want to lose out with $214 million. And then you win your bet on yourself.
Yes. How much did he get?
He ran that bitch up to 390, right? 390
million? Nine for 360. So he 360, threw, it, okay. threw an extra 2 years for $150 million on the contract.
Dropped his nuts. Shouts to Aaron Judge, man. Aaron Judge is a cool baseball player. We haven't had a lot of cool baseball players. You know, he's fucking 7 feet tall. 99 is a cool ass fucking number. Right. You know, he's a fucking power hitter. Aaron Judge, he might. I don't know baseball, but I know that, you know, as a casual fan, I'm like, wow, that's a cool baseball player.
Have you ever heard him talk?
I have not. Is he got me some neither. Patrick Mahomes shit going on?
No, I'm just, I don't know if he's cool. I've never heard him say anything like
that. Adds to the mystique.
I've heard him talk. He's cool. I do think the cool? folk okay, okay. hero aspect of him literally being a giant is important, you know, because like. Yeah,
Mighty Casey ass nigga, you know what I mean?
Well, and for the kids, Bill you know. Face ass nigga. Right. Like Vinny has friends who watch baseball. It is like just a different level of shit with him where it's like everyone thinks he's the Hulk or whatever because he looks like. If you just see him. There's always a photos that come out of him standing next to Altuve or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're just looking at him and you're like, this is, and baseball is a unique sport in that way. You know what I mean? You just never have a dude who's a foot and a half taller than someone guarding someone in football or, or whatever. So, yeah, but happy for him. And like Tyler said, very inspirational to bet on yourself with a $200 million offer on the table and have this shit pay off like that. That's fucking crazy, bro.
Sheesh. I heard the Yankees was sweating. Like, they had to get a last-minute, you know, offer in on the phone because he was about to sign with, I think, the Padres, was it? But yeah, man, good on the Yankees for not letting him get away because they would have never heard the end of that shit, man. The Yankees are not supposed to be the ones who whiff on guys like that, especially a Yankee who wanted to resign.
What would y'all do with that amount of money?
Whatever 360? The fuck I wanted.
360?
I mean, like, what is the thing that you're like, I'm really excited about this?
I give you a bunch of cheesy answers that would be correct about no kid from Long Beach would ever have to pay for fucking college for quite some time, for sure.
Right.
But the number one thing I would do would be, we've had a couple of houses in the neighborhood up for sale lately, and if I had just fuck you money, I'd still want to be in the same neighborhood in Long Beach. I wouldn't want to move to like a super rich neighborhood or whatever. I'd just, you know, whatever, I'm comfortable. But I'd buy a house for my mom to stay at when she comes down here. So she just would have a spot. You know what I mean? And it was close by. We could drop the kids off whenever. That would be number one on my list for sure.
Yeah. I think I'm building a compound on the beach for my whole fucking family. Mm-hmm. Everybody.
Even the crazy ass uncles. You heard me. You heard me, Robin.
Everybody, dog. We turn LA to St. Louis. You feel what I'm saying? Real quick.
You dig a channel from the fucking from the Pacific Coast to St. Louis. So it was like you just let enough in to get one beach in St. Louis. Sorry, Montana. We're channeling you out, bro.
Right. Jabari, huh? You know what I'm saying? Demetrius, come on through. You know what I mean? I'm Harriet Tubman, you know what I mean? The St. Louis niggas, we bringing everybody to L.A. Fuck me. We flood this bitch. I'm turning L.A. to St. Louis for real. What about you, Tyler?
I for sure, you know, make sure my people straight. You know, I'd make sure my family, my close circle of friends never had another fucking worry in their life. I would get, I think, of course, getting a crazy-ass crib is the fucking goal when you get some money like that, getting some ridiculous shit. You know what I'm saying? Like on the coast or on a fucking mountain cliff, like, you know, overlooking the beach or some shit. So, yeah, getting a ridiculous house and making sure my folks are taken care of. That would be the goal there.
I think that makes sense.
Hell yeah.
I also want like a jet pack or some shit, too. Some really dumb shit. Like,
Tyler,
like,
don't do that.
No,
listen. The man that the rich nigga.
No. Listen, if you have a nine-figure bank account, you have to buy some ludicrously expensive technology/gadgets and refer to them as toys. That's part of the fucking thing. You have
buy
to be
some
like,
life insurance with that motherfucker.
I got a couple toys, you know, referring to like $500,000 cars. That's like mandatory. You have to do that too, John, whether you wanted to or not. They take the money away.
What's that dude that was riding that? He invented that machine that you kind of, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Just say it. And he invented some machine like his little scooter shit that you ride, and he wrote it off
the
cliff.
Oh, the Segway dude, yeah.
Segway nigga, bro. That's why I, Give me some, I can take a nice something with four wheels, keep my feet on the ground, you know what I mean? It'll be nice, bro, but damn, bro. Now you're trying to get a rocket pack, nigga.
I for sure want to.
You risking it all, bro.
Nah, I would only like fly that shit like over the water in case some shit happens where I just crash out, like I would still not die, but I would want a rocket pack, dog.
You say, hey, ain't gonna lie to you. We need a rocket pack around these parts, baby. If we got rocket pack money, we need a rocket pack. Hell no.
Did y'all see The Rocketeer when you were kids?
Hell yeah, I watched it 78 times. That's one of them white movies that made it through. That's one of them movies, ain't it? You know what I mean? Like, bro, we had I dubbed that off of pay-per-view. We recorded it. You know what I'm saying? Watched it 100 times. The bootleg version, you feel me? That was a good-ass movie. I might tap in.
Rocketeer is one of those rare movies that appealed to white people, black people, and wiggers. You know what I mean? Wiggers.
Shout out, man. Wiggers. Hey, man, can we bring Wigger back, dog? Really? Really, man? It was love. Oh, we said it out of love. Shit. You know what I'm saying? I said it out of love. You feel me?
All right, let's talk about... let's... Actually, I'm going to rearrange this. We can't talk about a serious. We need one goofy topic, and then we'll get back to a serious talk. Let's talk about Tuesday night inside the NBA, which, by the way, I'm still not used to the Tuesday night inside the NBA. It's still in my heart imprinted that the shit should be on Thursdays. But let's talk about Kenny shoving Shaq into a tree and Shaq going into the Christmas tree with his fucking feet, his size 45 shoes, wiggling out the bottom of the tree.
Looking like the Wicked Witch of the West, you feel me? Them little them big ass feet just a kicking.
Damn. I just feel like everyone needs to, whether you're recording it, you're watching it live, watch the next episode of Inside the NBA and just appreciate, just take a moment and appreciate that that show is still on the air and we still get to enjoy it. I think it's the best sports TV show ever by fucking far, in my opinion. It's incredible that it's still on the air. And it's just one of those moments you just like take the mental picture, because at some point it's going to go off the air and we will be talking about it for the rest of our lives. You know what I mean? The next time a show is decent, we'll be going, well, it's not inside the NBA. You know what I mean? So you got to just take a minute and fucking appreciate that shit. That's my homework for everyone listening to the show.
Never seen anything quite like it. The camaraderie is what makes it special. All those for guys sure. on that stage are truly friends. Like, there's nowhere else where you can have Shaq, you know, going just, well, who will just stop his commentary mid-sentence just to tell Chuck that he'll beat his ass if he, like, interrupts him again. You know what I'm saying?
And be low-key serious, but not right. serious, just like how your homies be, you know what I right. mean?
And Chuck, I wanted to beat your ass, but I let you slide that time. But anyway, back to Rudy Gobert. Like that happened. That's a daily occurrence. That's a weekly occurrence on that show. We will never have anything quite like it, so I enjoy it very much. Very
Shaq
much.
Came into the league averaging like 24-12 as a rookie. Yeah. That's the nigga that got pushed into a fucking tree. One of the most dominant basketball players, athletes of all time, gets thrown into a tree, comes out laughing, and says, "That means war." Like it's fucking Looney Tunes. It is a and perfect I'm so fucking tapped show.
In. And I'm so tapped in for the next 3 weeks to see what he does to Kenny between now and Christmas,
cause,
bro.
Hey, because shit ain't sweet. Kenny knocked me down. He's going to get it. He going to get his. Shaq, if anybody going to get that issue, it's Shaquille O'Neal. You feel what I'm saying? Bruh, dog. It's a perfect fucking show. It's a perfect show, bro.
But you mentioned, obviously, he's like one of the most dominant athletes we've ever seen in any sport in our lifetimes. And I what really makes it, and I love the show before he was on it, but what really makes that show with him to me is that he is so willing to be the dude who gets pushed into the tree. Yes. Trill tweeted, he was absolutely right. He said, nobody sells that shit like Shaq. I don't know that there's a, like, we don't have vaudeville comedians anymore. I don't know that anyone sells physical comedy better
slapstick
than Shaq.
Slapstick comedy. A the 7-footer biggest, most dominant into a tree. Bro, he got pushed by... Kenny is like, bro, what, 6'2"? Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a big dude, his weight got. But Shaq probably looked, saw himself fall into the tree and smiled. If there was right. different angles, he was probably like, oh, yeah, this is my shit. I get to fall into this big-ass right. tree. You know what I mean? Like, this is why I signed a 10-year contract. You feel me? For these moments. Bro, it's right. just a special, it's a special show. Even the crazy shit when they be talking about, like, dude, Chuck be talking about folks and ain't watched the, like, they be halfway watching the game. I know Chuck be sleep doing part of that shit before he go come on air. You know, bro, taking a nap. You know what I mean?
Did you see him last night when he said, hey, man, we need to talk about this guy Boston, Jason Taylor. Did you see that?
Jason Tatum. Jason one of the top Taylor. Five best players in the league this year. And he messing up his name. I but I can't cap, bro. I remember that one time I forgot Ja Morant's name.
Yeah.
Tyler's like, who, Ja? Ja?
Yeah.
You forgot Ja Morant's name?
Yeah, you, what's your boy Ja Morant? That's true.
I rushed your boy Ja Morant, bro. Yeah. So I ain't too far, bro. That's that maybe that's charging to his age, you feel me? But yeah.
All right. Let's wrap up talking about this Deion Sanders news, because I think when we recorded, I think we all three of us said the only person I'm interested in hearing talk about this is Bomani. Bomani went on CNN.
I love Bomani on CNN. I'll say that too. Mm-hmm. I love Bo on CNN.
But anytime Bo does a regular media appearance like that, it's such a good thing for sports fans. You know what I mean? He makes us look so good. He makes us look not like the stupidest pack of idiots in America whenever he makes an appearance to talk about sports.
And they don't know really that the like drop that off here. Though
right.
is like 75 stories though. You know what I mean? Like,
but it's like how when Obama was like touring Europe and we were like, oh, I could live with Europeans thinking we're like this. That's not right. really what we're like, but that's right. fine with me.
He's the only Obama. And Bo is the only Bo on the fucking planet, bro.
Fact. So Tyler, you I feel like you and Bo might have colluded. You know, you were right in step with him even before he came out. What did you think of his appearance on CNN and what he's had to say about this story?
Yeah, you know, of course, Bo sees the whole picture at all times and eloquently states shit that I might have crudely stated. But I feel like we're on the same page. Like, you know, the same shit. You know, I'm on the same shit with Bo where, yeah, no one's mad at him for, you know, taking the move to Colorado. That's what's best for him. That's what's best for his career progression at the moment. That's what's best for his bank account and his family's well-being. Of course, you know, no one's upset at that. College coaches lie. But what was unique about Bo is, what was unique about Deion is he lied to us in a way we had never quite seen before. He lied to us in a way where he lied about black people shit to the black masses. We had not seen college coaches do that before. College coaches come and they talk about reviving, you know, the fan base of the team they're taking over, how they're going to, you know, bring the program back to prominence. Everyone's laughing at us and we're not going to be laughed at anymore. Deion said he was in this shit for black people, bro. You know what I mean? We didn't put that on Deion. Deion put that on himself. He anointed himself the HBCU savior. He said God sent him there. And then God told him that it was time to go to Colorado. So, yeah, you know, like I said, you know, Bo was kind of, you know, we were on the same page there where, of course, college coaches lie. But this was a very unique lie that we had never seen before.
And also, like we talked about in the group chat, I was saying that he hit us with the sweat of God. You know what I'm saying? Sweat for God. Mm-hmm. Nigga, I sweat for God. You feel me? That I, you know what I mean? Like that I'm going to be around. You feel me? Like that's he lied to us in a way that black people lie. Like, you will get away with a lie if you a lying ass nigga, if you say swear to God, because we'll still, even me as a guy that hasn't been to church in fucking 8 years, you feel me? You say you swear to God, even if I know you a liar, I'll be like, he might.
Bro, yeah. I halfway don't even believe that God exists, and if I swear to God, I'm not lying to you. You
bro,
know what I'm saying?
Flat out, bro. Flat out, bro. I'm like, you know, I believe there's a higher power, but I don't know what it is. I just say it. And if you say that that's some bullshit, I'll be like, yeah, probably some bullshit. You know, that's where I'm at with my belief system. But at the same time, if you say swear to God, or I swear for God, my nigga, if I say that shit, I mean that. I am not lying. And he lied in that way. You feel me? So that's what makes it, you know, like we said, dastardly.
Diabolical.
Diabolical. Was that he lied about black people shit in a way that, yo, like Tyler, you said this, a grandmother will, that man gonna be here. Well, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If you say God told me to be, you know what I mean? That's what makes it feel a particular way. But like we said, we all understand the mood. And he did mention in certain articles, I mean, certain interviews, but the way he got into our hearts was by, you know what I'm saying, doing some shady ass shit. Deion making us believe for a second he wasn't Deion and something wasn't about him. It was about somebody else. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think in summation, you can probably boil it down to this. Jackson State cut him a deal that you cut family. Where you let them skip to the front of the line, no collegiate experience, you give this guy the full reign over your program, right? That is a deal that you cut family. And then the first opportunity for Deion to show them that it was business, he showed them it was business. So I think that's what a lot of people are sour on. I think that's what it really comes down to.
Like, he didn't even, like, you know what I'm saying, assume, like, Colorado? Like, you know what I mean? That's a totally... That's not a great opportunity in a sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody's excited about a Colorado job unless you're coming from, you know, the situation he was in as far as money. You know what I mean? Like, that's not like, oh,
you
nobody's
going to
rush.
$300K to $5 million?
To five M's, exactly. But, like, the job itself, what you're asked to do is a difficult gig.
You know what I mean?
Like, you're a lot saying of coaches, if you're an established, like if you've been taking a team to the college playoffs, no one's looking at Colorado.
Nobody's
as a lateral
I'm running
move.
To that. You right. feel what I'm saying? And he ran for to that. He ran immediately. You know what I'm saying? Like, so.
And some of the people are pointing out is, you know, Shadur, his son's whole body language doing that.
Yeah, he did not seem happy.
Yeah, so like I don't know how he feels about this. I don't know if he's just, you know, the moody, slunky teenager who just didn't want to do the, you know, glitz and glamour stuff post game shit. But if Jackson State was dear to his heart, if Jackson State was his type of get down, if he loved his time at Jackson State, that's gonna be an adjustment going to Boulder, bro. Like two completely different worlds. Y'all know I'm an HBCU alum. I cannot imagine leaving my HBCU for Boulder and being happy, bro. Not at all.
I moved from Alabama to Colorado. I was spending most of my time at Alabama A&M where my mom worked, you feel me, kicking it with my niggas at Alabama A&M, you feel me, and went to Boulder immediately because that's where she was working for a little bit, and then she moved to Broomfield. I knew I wasn't going to be there after like a month and a half. Bruh, I'm like, this ain't for your boy. Jackson, Mississippi to fucking Boulder, nigga. Ain't no way. If he enjoyed that experience, you get 0% of what you saw in Jackson, Mississippi. Zero. There is nothing similar, bro. So I would come on, man. I mean, like, and also like I get it. You know, like going to like a big D1 school, if you were like say like a great program, like this thing with Colorado, it's not a good program. You know what I'm saying? It's not a good program. But like if you go to a good program, your D1 school, you know what I'm saying, and you a quarterback and you that nigga. Oh, that's dope, right? But being that nigga at a HBCU feels different. Being that nigga around niggas feels way different. It's a totally different vibe. So yeah, it'll be cool if he get a chance to go to the league, all that shit, you know. And this will give him that opportunity playing against different talent. You feel me? And I understand that from a business side, but from a vibe side, from a cultural experience side. There is, like you said, it's totally different being that nigga around your niggas. And yeah. So, like, I understand that body language was, he was not super excited from going to, from Jackson to Boulder. Maybe Miami or whatever, if it was a big time program. But Boulder in particular, that's the whitest place I've ever been in my entire fucking life. I haven't been to Utah, so maybe that's why. You know what I mean? I that is the whitest place. But I've been to Indianapolis. You know what I'm saying? A couple times, bro. Boulder is literally whitest place I've ever been in my life. Whiter than Denver. And Denver, you know what I'm saying? It's just it's different, bro.
Yeah, and the thing is, Shadur was a stud, bro. He had LSU offers, Georgia offers, Bama offers. Like, if he wanted to go D1, you know, Power 5, he could have went somewhere way
D1,
better.
D1, capital Power, D1.
Right? Yeah. He could have been like in the Heisman race that won, you know, at an elite school type shit. If the Power 5 move was the move that he knew that they were going to make. But who knows? Maybe, I mean, like I said, I'm not reading too much into the body language. Maybe he was just being the little slunky teenager that they always are. But I don't know.
I think that's part of it. I do think his dad told him, you're working at the family business here, right? I mean, like, you know, he set his dad and the rest of his family up with this job because $5 million a year for an elite player and a coach is a bargain. You know what I mean? I mean, we have kids in high school making $5 million a year off NIL shit. You know what I mean? So I don't know if it was Shadur. I know he's got his other son plays for him as well. But y'all saw the video I showed you of the locker room tour or whatever. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that to me was the summation of what I talked about on the last pod about the sort of self-servingness of, like, youth sports culture. That I think it's the same thing with coaches. And like I talked about, I've seen it high school, college, whatever, of like kids all understand a coach says like, oh, I have to take this opportunity, even if it means I lied to you directly to your face for 3 straight years. Kids, I will be asking kids off the record questions just between, you know, someone who's known him for a long time and me. And they would genuinely be like, I understand he has to do what's right for his family. Like, that's so ingrained in sports culture at this point. That video was everything I was talking about, where he's walking his son around the locker room and Deion's looking around like, ooh, Jesus, like, look at how good the locker room looks. And he looks at his son and he says, look at him. And he looks and his son's like, oh, fuck, Like, this locker room is nice as fuck. And Deion just rubbed the back of his head. It's like, he hasn't had anything like this. Like, that's youth sports culture right now. Above and beyond any other consideration about cultural identity or family, even. You have Polynesian kids leaving their families that have, no one's left the state away from their family for generations. Mm-hmm. It's like, I got to go to Oregon to earn money for my family. You know what I mean? Like, that's the culture. And so that, to me, I think, Tyler, you and Bomani, the point about the unique kind of lying and whether you kind of damn yourself culturally, you know, you do more damage to yourself by lying in that specific way when you didn't need to do it. But to me, it's just, that's what, for better or worse, that's what sports culture is right now. And that's, Aaron Judge took $10 million less, I think, from the Yankees than he could have had from the Padres. And people can't believe that. You know, he took $360 million to play in New York and be a Yankees legend for the rest of his life. And sports culture is still like, he could have had 370. I can't believe this. So for better or worse, like, I don't know. It seems like this, to me, though, is sort of the sports story of 2022, because it does represent so many different facets of sports culture right now. It's been interesting to watch the dialogue unravel and play out, for sure.
That's interesting that New York upped their offer but didn't, like, I know this man wants to be, I know you, New York is a better city. I'm offering this man $10 million less. And you, and Tyler was talking about how they were kind of scrambling to kind of get that deal done. Why not give them just offer them the same deal? You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of a nut drag. Like, San Diego trash as fuck. He don't want to be there. We're going to drop 30, give him $10 million less. You feel me? And I know he'll stay.
San Diego's not a bad place to live either.
But no, it's not. It's not. But it's also not,
not New York.
Compared to New York.
It's not being a billionaire in New York.
No, I mean, there's like three cities that I think are like a city in the States that are incredible globally. Maybe four. You know what I mean? San Diego isn't one of them, but New York is. You know what I'm saying? So
For sure.
Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home services marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled professionals to get the job done well.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects easy. We've used Angie at my house. We had some work done. We had some painting done. We were able to find a bunch of really qualified people with good rates through Angie and pick someone we were really happy with. It was super easy to use the app, super easy to connect with someone. We got the call right away, so we didn't have to sit around and wait.
Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installation, or cleaning. Angie has simplified finding help for home projects. In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects from start to finish.
Get started at Angie.com. That's ANGI.com, or download the app today.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on
I'm
top of it.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came out from crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Football fans, make every Thursday one to remember with a no-sweat same-game parlay from FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. All customers can get free bets back if your NFL same-game parlay doesn't hit. Same-game parlays are the perfect way to combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payday. Tonight's game, a huge one between the Rams and the Raiders. Rams out here signing Baker Mayfield, which demonstrates something. I don't know what it demonstrates, but it demonstrates something. I'm going to say in my head that demonstrates that the Raiders are going to win. So I would take the Raiders. I would take Derek Carr's player props to build out my same game parlay. You can build your own or choose from one of the popular SGPs pre-built for you in FanDuel's top-rated sportsbook app. FanDuel is also now live in Maryland. Marylanders, make sure you get in on the action also with great offers and boosts just for you. Just sign up with promo code JANJ if you don't already have an account. That's promo code JANJ. That's J-A-N-D-J to get free bets back if your SGP doesn't hit. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Disclaimer, must be 21 and over in select states, 3-plus legs, minimum $1 bet required. Refund issued as non-withdrawable free bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max free bet, $5. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG. Are y'all really letting someone slide on owing you money if they say that they found Jesus? Is this really
fuck out of here. Ain't no fucking way. Well, Jesus ain't tell me that, nigga. Why he tell you and not me? But what's wild to me is I think you got to have a certain amount of arrogance to say God told me this. Like, nigga, come on, bro. God told you? You heard God tell you not to pay this man this? I mean, come on, bro. As I was in the church a lot. I felt particular things. I was never confident enough to say, well, God told me. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I felt some. I wasn't all the way, like, God told me. That's wild. Ain't no way, bro. God got to tell me, too. And he got to open up the clouds and speak from space for me to believe that you ain't got to pay me my $30. Yes. I need God to tell me you don't owe me that 30, even if it's just 30. You feel me?
Yeah, so basically, you know, Deion said God sent him to Jackson State, then God sent him to Colorado, and Bovadi pulled up a story on Deion using the same God told me defense.
You brought this up on the pod on Monday.
I brought it up, but I mixed the money up. I thought it was 25. It was 5K.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Jesus had him. The owner of the repair shop said Sanders wanted to pay only $1,500 of the $4,265 bill, saying that Jesus had informed him that was all he needed to pay. It's the Praise Jesus discount, attorney Ed Edson told the Dallas Morning News. Edson said he has been trying to collect the bill from Sanders since 2001 on behalf of Phil Compton, the owner of the car repair business. Through court filings, the player says that the accusations are untrue. Sanders was in the courtroom Monday but did not testify. Sanders,
hold on. Let me pause you. This man was scamming a car repair man named, was it Hal Compton? Phil Compton at a $2,500, and someone's trying to tell me they were surprised he was lying to black people about his priorities. Bro.
This is why I told y'all, man. I can never forget that he did that shit. Go ahead.
When Sanders drove up, he refused to pay the invoice amount. Instead, handing Compton a $1,500 check and saying, "Praise Jesus, I follow that. I follow what in my heart I'm told to pay."
Boy. But also, woo. What he did was he like got his bodyguards to block the car in. The wife took the keys, but made sure the car started up first. Bro, there's a bunch of shady shit going on before, you know what I'm saying? He even got that $1,500 offer. Like, bro, beyond a particular type of dude, bro. You feel me?
Yeah. Yeah, see, I mean, and that's the whole thing. I think everyone expected Deion to pull a Deion, but Deion told us he wasn't going to pull a Deion. And it's like, bro, you didn't have to tell us you weren't going to pull a Deion when we all knew you were going to pull a Deion.
But
that's the
Deion
whole shit.
Is the one that told you he wasn't going to pull a Deion.
But you didn't have to, though. We knew you were going to pull a Deion.
But Deion had to fully sell himself. And as right, a good salesman, he knew the good lie that needed to be told.
Because similarly, he could have just rolled up and took his car back from bro, right? But he chose to tell him, Jesus told me to give you $1,500. And that's the difference between a dude like Dion and Dion. That's the difference. That's high stepping at the 35-yard line, bro.
Right, right.
And Tyler, you said I was flabbergasted by the God told me not to pay you back. Look, some stereotypes are based on the truth, and Italian people do not fucking play about getting their fucking money back, bro. I told y'all, there's not one member of my family who wouldn't have beat my ass if I'd have borrowed $200 from them and said, Jesus told me I don't have to pay you back.
I mean, niggas don't play about getting their money back either. Like, the old boy took his ass to court. Don't nobody play about their money. Fuck you, me. Shit.
Oh, Lord. All right. There's good news in America for the second election in a row. This is, I felt this was like some real, we might have to pack it up and fucking just change the name of the country if we had elected Herschel Walker to the United States Senate.
Herschel motherfucking Walker. Christ.
Still closer than one would have wanted it to be in a sane world, but it was over on Tuesday night, which I take is a great thing that we didn't have to have this shit dragged out. Tyler, you tweeted, I think you and Foss were tweeting, like, Herschel Walker is about to find out that the people around him do not give a fuck about that man, bro. This got to be the most embarrassing shit for racist white people in the South. The most embarrassing group of people in global history. This is a fucking new low that they really tried this shit with Herschel Walker, bro.
Listen, I know racists are shameless. They're a shameless bunch. You cannot tell me that there weren't some times when even the racists were like, what the fuck are we doing with this guy? Like the gibberish that this motherfucker would say, like the cognitive, like I said, that CTA has given him like the cognitive ability of like a 3-year-old, bro. Like he legit is not coherent, and it ain't no. Oh, you're making fun of a black man's accent. No, I'm making fun of what the fuck the black man says, because none of this shit fucking makes sense. This motherfucker talk about, you can call me coon. The coon is the smartest animal. Everybody know that. No, what the fuck?
I imagine even white people looked at him like.
Like, wait,
that's a touch too far, brother, in Georgia. I bet they was like, we don't even use coon anymore around these parts. Damn. Bro, that was particularly weird, bro. Like, that is crazy, crazy. But I mean, that's the point they're at. You know what I mean? And that's good for us as people that, you know, are decently intelligent, that they have to rely on this motherfucker to win, you know, or stooping to the point where they're relying on him. It's crazy. I mean, they won with one dumb motherfucker already in Donald Trump.
So in politics, the prevailing opinion is, like, if you're a Democrat, you want the most extreme Republican to win the primary, because America is, whether you like it or not, whether you think it's immoral or not, it's a centrist group of people who, by and large, are fairly well off compared to people in other countries that don't like change. That's basically the political identity of the country, right? It's a center-right or center-left country. And so Republicans are rooting for the most extreme left-wing people to win Democratic nominations, and Democrats are rooting for the most extreme right. The problem is, occasionally, you elect Donald Trump. Right?
That happened.
But since then, at the midterms after Donald Trump was elected, at the next presidential election, and at the midterms after that, it's been Republicans trying to run crazy people and the moderate Democrat kicking the shit out of the crazy Republican. Like in California, when they were trying to recall Gavin Newsom, I knew plenty of people who were on some fuck Gavin Newsom shit for his kids being in private school when everyone in public school's kids were at home. But the Republicans ran Larry Elder. No one's voting for fucking Larry Elder, bro. Like, if they'd have ran Mitt Romney, you might have actually had an election in California. If you ran a boring white Republican, the boring white Republican of our youth.
But
they don't have any of those dudes left anymore because they're trying to literally hang them on the steps of the Capitol, bro. Like, this shit is fucking crazy.
This I'm not gonna lie. These midterm results took me by surprise. I did not think that there was gonna be this strong of a showing for the Democratic Party. We saw that Biden had the best midterm showing in the House since George W. Bush's first term, since the nation was galvanizing against terrorism and standing firm on that. And we just saw last night with the Warnock election that Biden had the best Senate midterm showing since FDR's first term, when the nation was united against the Great Depression, when the nation was like, we trust this guy to get us out of poverty. So if you're the GOP, if you're the Republican Party, and you are looking at these precedents that are being set, 9/11 and the Great Depression, and you are seeing that voters are mobilizing against you with the urgency of those two scourges of terrorism and the worst poverty crisis that this nation has ever had, and voters are viewing you through that same lens, that has got to be scary as fuck. And I'm very much going to enjoy watching Republicans sweat. I hope Trump runs. I hope that he doesn't win the primary, and I hope he goes independent and sinks that ship even more. I'm rooting for fucking chaos here.
And if I could piggyback on what you just said, George W. Bush's approval rating in 2001 was like 94% after 9/11. Joe Biden, this happened for Joe Biden with an approval rating of like 44%. It's not even like people are happy. People are broke as fuck with inflation, and they don't even like Joe Biden. And they're still like, but fuck that other side with the shit they're trying to pull right now.
Biden
That's
is not
what surprised me.
Yeah, Biden is not a particularly inspiring president. People are not, you know, rallying behind him. They are rallying against the Republicans. So, yeah. I know they sweating over there.
I really fucking hope so. And it's nice to get layup elections against crazy people, but the country needs them to stop trying to run fascists and insane people, but run some regular, boring Republican, misogynist, racist fucking dudes who know how to button a dress shirt at least. Like, you know what I mean?
Get back to Mitt Romney, you know what I mean?
That's Romney, bro. But Obama's been talking about this for like 15 years. Like, you know, the fever's gonna break. Like, you're waiting on the fever to break. And like I said, these elections, it's the first time America has proven me wrong in my lifetime from having low expectations. I think, really, that it was like, no way this is ever gonna actually happen. And it actually happens. So fuck it. All right. Can we all agree, resolved, can we all agree that Popeye is the most underrated cartoon character after this video that Tyler tweeted on Wednesday? This is the craziest shit I ever seen, bro.
That motherfucker was knitting a goddamn anchor chain. Like,
bro.
He knitted Popeye's it out of out like there, a steel dog. Beam, and then he put it on the ship, and then he punched the rest of it into the shape of an anchor. I've never seen anything like that. That shit came out 100 years ago or whatever.
Truly built different. Dog, do y'all remember that cartoon strip of who's the hamburger motherfucker? Blimpy, is that his name?
Hamburger?
When Blimpy,
yes,
rescued
Blimpy.
Yeah, when Blimpy rescued Sweet Pea, you know, Popeye's baby, out of the river when Sweet Pea was about to drown, and gave him back to Popeye and said something like, and that'll be $5. Popeye threw Sweet Pea back in the river and just looked at him. Did y'all even see that comic strip?
I don't remember that.
I'm going to drop it in a group chat. That's like my favorite comic strip ever.
I used to be hot at Blimpy, though. He seems so disrespectful. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. But Sweet I gladly Pea, pay man. You Tuesday Disloyal. For a hamburger today. Deion Sanders ass motherfucker, you know, selling those hamburger lies, bro.
Oh fuck! All right, I told y'all I'd check in on this. I'm not quite done with the book yet, but I'm almost done with it. I'm finishing it tonight. This fire and blood shit that the House
fire
of Dragons
and blood.
God damn, bro! This book that the House of Dragons shit is based on. I'm not going to give y'all one single plot point.
One iota? Not a...
But I say this. Number one, I think you should read it instead of having this shit spoiled for you by some fucking dude on YouTube. You know what I mean? Because I know you're... Tyler, we talked about it. I know you're not waiting until 2024, bro.
I have unfortunately stumbled upon a major development.
Stumbled upon that you actually Googled.
Yeah. I did not expect... I did not expect for it to go that route, but
I tripped up and Googled. Come on, man.
I am gonna end up reading all the other books because this shit's been so good. But I would just say, like, Shar asked me, she's like, "So how crazy does it get?" And I was like, "There's two scenes in there that I think are crazier than the Red Wedding.
Shut the fuck up.
To where I was literally like, I don't know if they could put this shit on television. I really don't know if they could put it to this extent on television.
Sheesh. Yeah, I need
I'm about to cop that.
Ain't no way in hell I can wait for two to 2024.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I'm about to read that during Christmas break for sure, bro.
All right. John, let's talk about your unmoisturized earlobes.
Come on, man. Okay, I'm going to start it off with this. First off, we was talking about Tyler having braids like for like 5 years and how like his mom wouldn't let him get braids until he left high school, right? You know, until he was out the house, you know what I mean? And how he got braids and she loved him. I was like, my mom would let me get my ears pierced so I left the house. And I got my ears pierced and I'd be home about to go out on a date, you know what I'm saying, for Christmas break. And she'd be like, where your earrings at? Put your earrings on. You feel what I'm saying? Like, but I was telling Tyler, I was like, bro, like, yes, you know, parents just be saying shit when you young, ended up liking it when you get older. I got neck tattoos. She hated tattoos when I'm younger. She loved these neck tattoos. She think they're meaningful. They're beautiful. You know what I mean? She gets the art of them. But when I was leaving, she said about those, what she said about those earrings was true. A nigga look ashy as fuck without my earrings on, dog. I tried to grow my hair out before, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, my face looked dirty as hell for some reason with my hair long. My homegirls are trying to twist my shit up, you feel me? Like, they gave me the little puff shits doing, like, in middle school, too. And I was like, it just didn't look good on a nigga. So I was a shortcut ass nigga. But yeah, I'm just an ashy nigga. It's not the earlobes being ashy. My face, I just look ashy, bro. Like, I remember Adrian one time. I didn't have my earrings on one day. He was like, bro, you look different, bro. Like, I don't have my earrings on. I just look totally different. This was in college. I just look totally different. So I don't know why, bro. I'm an ashy ass nigga. I look unmoisturized without my earrings for some part. So now they're just a part of me, bro. I put on my contacts, my earrings on. I don't leave the house without it. A hat, you know what I mean? It's just who I am, you know what I mean? It's a part. I basically bathe in hats, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a hat nigga. I remember my mother-in-law was from the leader house without a hat on, and I was like, oh, chef, got my hat. She's like, you look good without a hat. I'm like, this the rules though. I'm a hat guy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
These are the rules I live by. You gotta have a hat on. You leave the house. You feel me? But yeah, you know certain things. I can't leave the house without them. Earrings are one of them. Nigga looking ashy out here without him.
I also wanted to talk about, this is the last thing I wanted to talk about. This is like my favorite thing that happens on Instagram sometimes, which is when John will record an IG story where he's trying to make a point, but I could tell that he's doing it while Somi is taking a nap in the other room, because he'll be arguing passionately as fuck like John does, but with a whisper.
Whisper,
you know?
Whisper yell. The whisper yell.
You'll be out there like, they can't do LeBron James like this. They need to make the trade.
Can't believe these niggas did this to LeBron James. And you said every time, Somi sleep, isn't she?
Yeah.
Is it that obvious?
I think we need a sports network. We need a sports network for people with sleeping kids, for people with sleeping kids. You know what I mean? Because there's probably some people who, you know, like, I listen to the podcast, but my baby is asleep. So we need the whisper ESPN from John.
The whisper app.
All right.
I do that all the time.
That's all the time we got. We will be back on Monday. Hope everyone has a great rest of their week and weekend, and we will see y'all soon. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.